You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Look at verse number 14, please, as the orchestra joins you. Let's read verse 14 together, shall we? Ready, begin. I press for the mark, prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul, let me see what time it is. I'll be done in 15 minutes. The Apostle Paul is not celebrating 50 years of ministry. He's in a jail cell. A jail cell in that time was just on a rock, and a hole was dug. And about 15 to 20 feet down, they allowed they put these ropes on and lowered down the prisoner, and it was always damp. That's why Paul says, send my cloak. I'm so cold here. And in the prison cell, Paul says something that's just tremendous. I press toward the mark. Paul never lost his vision. Don't ever lose your vision. There's obstacles, there's jails, but you cannot let any obstacle lose your vision.
Amen.
Please hear me as we're aging. We got so many young kids coming across. We've got older people too for the first time. You're not retiring and leaving here, you're staying, and thank God for that. I'm not against anybody that moves, but I'm saying this, as you get older, don't act old. Now, don't dress like a 15-year-old girl or guy. But I mean, just act your age. I can't believe my wife and I were talking. I can't believe Dodie's going to be 90 years of age.
Amen.
You look so good, but she's vibrant. She has a prayer life. She has a Bible life. She has a Bible study with ladies in her church. She's busy. When you get old, old age is... It's not for the sissies. You're gonna have to be at the doctor's office all the time. And he's gonna say, well, let's try this. We'll do this. Here, you got this problem. You're gonna be falling apart. These bodies are supposed to last till 70. Your joints are supposed to be worn out by age 70. Your knees, your hips, your shoulders. Some of you are getting real close, aren't you? That's part of life. Hey, the obstacle of old age comes on. Don't quit on God. The obstacle of losing your job comes and it affects you. Don't quit on God. Your health breaks. You don't quit on God. Your wife walks out. Your husband walks out. Your kids deny the faith. You don't walk out on God. Paul's in prison. And in prison, he said, I press. That's determination. He was a determined man. I press. Press means to strain. I put everything in it. I believe my son is watching right now. This service, perhaps he is, and maybe they don't have time in the hospital. But if he's watching, he knows this is true. I'd come home every day. I'd drive in the garage, put the car there, the door was open. He was on the basketball court on the driveway, or I had a football in his hand, or I had a baseball glove ready, and every day we played sports. I am Mr. Sports. I love it. Our grandson woke up, the doctor said, what do you love? He goes, I love sports. And he goes, I love Jesus, I'm saved. I love that. I want you to love sports. But I can tell you something, and my wife can attest to this. In 52, almost 53 years of marriage, I've never made sports the main thing for our family. I didn't talk about Willie Mays and Willie McCovey. I didn't talk about sports personality. Our kids, and of course, you didn't wear jerseys back then. And I'm not against you having a jersey. Please. I'm against you making so much about sports. Seth Curry, who's is going to go, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He is amazing. But the man won't even go see Mr. Trump, because he doesn't like him. They won an NBA championship and they all went to the Harlot Club. I never made the Warriors big for Tim. We'd go to an A's game, we'd go to a Giants game, get quiet in here now. We didn't make sports the main thing. I tell you what, we made the main thing in our family is family Bible time, playing together, praying together, precept together, church together, and that's our life. Good. I press. What are you pressing for today? If I said, what are you pressing for? I know what that couple right there, I just look, they're pressing for God. The doors are open. That young girl that grew up here as a Santos and changed your name to Cipperoni or whatever it is. Pepperoni, whatever. the doors are open, they're here. They got a little boy and another one on the way. I want you to know that they're focused. Yes, you have to go to sports, and yes, you have fun, and yes, you go, but your life should revolve on Christ, who is our life. Christ, who is our life. Is he your life? My wife and I can tell you for a fact that every day of our lives for 50 years, we've thought about you. We've prayed about you. We've thought about you. We weren't vacationers. We took a vacation with our kids if we could. But we thought about this church, not at the expense of our family, but we thought about this church, God's people. And we pressed. Remember the year I stood and I said, it's our 20th anniversary. Let's all give $20,000. Let's take, Bob and Patsy, I'll get you a Bible. Let's take $20,000 out of the equity of our house. You remember, and we all did it. And the 25th, I said, let's all take $25,000 equity of our house, and we did it. I stopped doing that. I don't do that anymore. I want you just to get in and pay for a house. It's Christ who is our life. We are no different than you. For 50 years, we have given to missions every single Sunday. We've given to Gideon since December, the night we reached the Van Dykes, December of 1977. We established the Gideon's account. We have given to that Gideon's account. We've given to the Christian school. We've been given to the Presence Club for Golden State Baptist. But why? We're pressing toward the mark. And the Bible says, I press, I press. That's determination. I press toward the mark. There's a desire. You have to get a desire. I don't want you to be old stick in the muds and you read your Bible all day long, you pray all day long, and you never can have fun with one another. You can't go on vacation, you can't go on cruises, can't go here, can't go to a ball. I want you to enjoy all those things. I just don't want it to become our life. Chapter 3, verse 10. What does the Bible say? That I may know him. I have regrets pastoring this church. I wish I knew him better for you. I really do. I wish I spent more time in prayer for you. And I do pray for you. I wish I would have spent more time just fellowshiping with you. There's a lot of things I wish I would have done. I wish I would have studied the Word of God more. I don't want to study books about the book. I want to study the book. I want to study this Bible. Someone said, Pastor, with the radio and with the various things, you preach 16 times a week here at our church. That takes a lot of study. But there's not enough volumes of books written that can give me enough information like this book. I love this old book. Lester Roloff died at age 68 in that plane crash. He'd given away all of his library. Said, I get up at 4 o'clock every morning, I preach three times a day, and I just get something out of this book right here. Amen. And I want to renew my dedication to you tonight. I want to renew the mark that I've set. I've set a mark for you, and I want to review the marks, and I'll be done. I want us to begin to pray every day for that corner building. We're remodeled. We've got this remodeled and this all done. They all match. We've got drawings for this building right next door. It's 14,000 square feet. We need it. We need it. I'm asking you tonight to put that on your daily prayer list on this 50th anniversary night.
Amen.
Would you pray that God would give it to us? Say, well, God cannot. Well, Brother Thompson, I'm going to tell you something. God took the ventilator off of Lawson, and you saw it happen. You saw it, and it wasn't possible. You know it wasn't possible, but God did it.
Amen.
The prayers of God's people did it.
Amen.
I mean, when a doctor tells you, I don't think he's going to make it, and a nurse told me, he said, I don't think he's got much brain activity. I can't see any activity, and it's 168 hours later, he's talking. And he's not on a ventilator. Hey, God's people prayed that boy back to life.
Amen.
And if God's people can do that, you can pray in a building.
Yeah.
Secondly, not only do I want to pray that building in, but I want more than ever our school to move to De La Cruz, this property. I don't know how that's going to happen. We've impacted Clyde Avenue too much. The Spanish could still use it. C Sunday School could still use it. But we need to get that school on this property, not this fall. Brother Fanera, you're going to figure out a way. And I don't want to share the campus with the college. We're going to have to get another campus for the college. But I want you to pray fervently. Listen, you have not because ye ask not. God wants us to ask big things. God knows the timetable is running out, and he wants to give as much as he can to his people. He wants to give us that building. He wants to give our school over here. I could see the parents coming in and driving in this way and driving out that way, picking their kids up and having that building. I want to, number three, restart a ministry on September the 9th for retirement people. Last month, we had five more people retire. We have scores of people now. I started the widow's luncheon this year, and once a month we meet with the widows, and there's about 30-some widows in our church, and we have such a wonderful time. You ask these widows, it's a wonderful time. Last month, Pat Carr spoke to the ladies for a few moments. The next month, when we get together, September now, Nora Gottby's going to speak to those ladies, and we have lunch together. It's wonderful, but I'm going to start a retirement, and I want you all there. Well, you know, I got a doctor's appointment. Change it. September the 9th, we're having lunch together. Retired people. We're going to start. And you know, J.C. Penney said you retire to something, not from something. You retire from your job, go ahead, but you retire to something. Getting quiet in here now. I want to take that church parsonage and remodel it. And prepare it for the next pastor one day. I've already assigned one of our pastors. Our college is going to start a ministry. We're only going to take one city this year. But from here to Daly City, you cannot find a church open on Sunday night. From here to Daly City, you cannot find another Sunday school. From here to Daly City, right before you get to the airport, Brother Pichardo's there. You could find a one and done, that's it. We are going to these cities. We got one picked out already. We're taking our college team, about 10 students in, and boys and girls, and they're gonna have a faculty member with them on Sunday morning. We're starting churches in these cities. Do you know that you cannot, I don't, maybe you know what I don't know. I don't think you could get saved in Sunnyvale, California, 150,000 people. I don't believe you can get saved in Mountain View. I don't know of a church. I don't know of a church in East Palo Alto that you can get saved. I don't know of a church in Palo Alto that you can get saved. I don't know a church in Millbrae, in Brisbane. I don't know a church in Burlingame where you can even get to hear the gospel message. They all have the rainbow flags out front. We're going to start churches. And we're starting from here to Frisco, and have 10 and 15 and 20. We're going to rent church buildings. We're going to rent public schools. We're going to start churches in those cities. And we're going to not have Sunday night. We're going to bring them in this church on Sunday night. We'll run shuttles up there, bring them back down. And we're going to start churches. Number next, we're going to continue to pass out, as we have for about 10 years now, 100,000 Bibles a year. We're going to get a Sunday school building. I don't know where. Maybe it's already built. This woman's dorm's a 3-story Sunday school building. Maybe God's going to give us a hotel for the college within a mile or two, a radius of this church, and we'll have the college campus, and we'll have the school over here, and we'll have that as a Sunday, but we're going to get a Sunday school building. We're going to get a building that houses 200 people, 8 to 10 auditoriums for our auditorium adult classes. We've got 8 to 10 classes that need a 200-seat auditorium right now. I'm talking about, I pressed toward the mark. I don't know how possible this is. We're going to put a parking garage out here. And we're going to revitalize the buses.
Amen.
Yes. I pressed toward the mark. My 15 minutes is up. Let's stand together, please. Our Father, I don't want to just live on what happened in the past for 50 years. Now I want to create a new environment the next 10 years. God, give me 10 years of health. I don't know if you will, but I pray that you would. I pray my mind would stay clear. I pray that my wife's health would stay sharp. God, I pray that both of us together could serve these people. What a privilege. And I'd ask your blessing upon the great North Valley Baptist Church. May this be a renewed night of vision. Oh, God, I think of all the ministries we have, the Chinese ministry, the Filipino ministry, the great Spanish ministry, the Brazilian ministry, the Indian ministry. And God, it goes on and on. I thank you for the deaf ministry, all the ministries you've given to us. And God, may we grow and see many more ministries begin. Bless this invitation. God, give me some deacons that get behind this vision, that for 15 minutes I explain, that they'll be prayer warriors for this vision. May they re-listen to the message and write the points down so they'll know what they're praying for. Give us some deacons' wives and some staff members, and give some people that every day now would pray for these properties, pray for these buildings, pray for these ministries.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.